Welcome to Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy's Wellness Minute. I'm the Fat Guy, Lee Cantor. Today, Dr. Adam Schaffer and I are giving a skinny on wellness, health, diet, exercise, and weight loss. Isn't that right, Doctor?
That's right, Lee. And today we're going to be talking about grilling and grilling safely. Not starting a fire, but we're talking about how to cook safely so you're not getting
cancer.
You're not getting cancer. Right. Because a lot of times when we talk about barbecue, one of the things that comes up is the HCAs, or heterocyclic amines, that are produced when you're cooking meat under a grill under high temperatures. I will tell you, though, the key to good grilling is high temperatures.
What? What should I do?
There's nothing, you know, the thing about grilling, that's the secret. Like, I grilled this past weekend for Memorial Day, and, you know, I found the key is to make sure that that thing is nice
preheated,
and hot.
Preheated, nice and hot.
Nice and hot. Okay, so we know that the high temperature makes for easy grilling, but can you still grill without having this increase of HCAs from grilling? And the answer is yes. But there's things that you have to do. Number one is it's all in the marinade. You got to protect that meat. You got to marinate the meat, and you can cut the HCA development by about 60% by just doing a nice grill. And we're talking about if you want to grill with teriyaki, a turmeric garlic sauce is good. You want to avoid high sugars, especially fructose sweetened marinades, because they increase HCA production. So really important. Another good one is red wine. Red wine is a really good way of decreasing heterocyclic amine production.
So you should be drinking a lot of red wine?
No, you should be putting that on there. The other thing you can do is go meatless. Vegetables, very little HCAs from, they do not make heterocyclic amines from vegetables. So when you grill vegetables, you don't have nothing to worry about. Asparagus is great to grill. Corn is great to grill. Mushrooms, one of your favorites, is great to grill.
They fit through the slats. You got to watch that.
What's that?
The mushrooms.
Well, how do you know?
You can't just sprinkle them on the grill.
Aren't you phobic? Aren't you mushroom phobic?
No. I've been using a lot of corn, though. We've been eating roasted corn.
Yeah, roasted corn's really good. And also, turn the meat often. That way the meat doesn't necessarily, it lowers the cooking temperature by constant moving of that meat. And try new ingredients when you're grilling too. Try cherries, prunes, apples, berries, garlic, rosemary. Those are also good things to help reduce heterocyclic amine production in meat while you're cooking. Skinless. Now, skin is great to cook. It's great to cook the meat. Like I cook fish over the grill, and I'll tell you that skin really protected the meat. But the problem is you got to get rid of the skin. Can't
so
eat the skin.
Don't eat the skin.
Right. Do not eat the skin. But it's good to cook with it, and also you want
that takes the bullet for you.
It takes the bullet. It's like the shield, and you want to make sure that you're also eating cruciferous vegetables like broccoli, cauliflower, cabbage. Those are also great to grill with as well. Broccoli grills fantastic. So does cauliflower. So those are great things. Those are also neutralize HCA production. That's what you need to do to grill. Have a great summer.
Remember, Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy is your source for what's true and what's too good to be true in health and wellness. Check us out online at drfitnessandthefatguy.com for inspiration, education, and motivation. Until next time, keep well.